Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I spy an adventure.
Who you were
was a myth.
Who you were
was Citadel.
So off to Neverland we go.
To grow up might just be the biggest adventure of all.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, April 28th to Sunday, April 30th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Rihanna has been cast in the voice role of Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs animated movie. The singer will also serve as producer and write and perform new original songs for the untitled project. She surprised attendees with the news at CinemaCon's Paramount panel on Thursday, joking that she tried to get the role of Papa Smurf, but, quote, it didn't work out. She also told the crowd of movie theater owners and exhibitors, I got to play a part and just imagine. I got to just be myself. I got to show up in my pajamas in my third trimester and play a little blue badass. The Rude Boy and Diamond singer is expecting her second child with partner A$AP Rocky after welcoming a son last May. The upcoming Smurfs adaptation is slated for a February 14th, 2025 release. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8 just revealed a major twist for its eliminated queens in the first full-length trailer for the new season ahead. I'll let RuPaul explain.
There are two ways to win.
My anxiety is through the roof.
The first is the traditional way. The second way, fans will determine which of our eliminated queens will win. Queen of the Fame Game.
Winner of the Fame Games will receive a $50,000 prize and the title of Queen of the Fame Games. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8 premieres May 12th on Paramount+. Another season of Red Table Talk is officially off the table, at least for now. The hit Facebook Watch talk show, hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith, her mom, Adrienne Banfield Norris, and her daughter, Willow Smith, has been canceled following Facebook parent company Meta's decision to shutter all of its Facebook Watch originals. However, series producer Westbrook is actively shopping it to other potential outlets. Meta representatives did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. And Jerry Springer, the legendary talk show host, broadcast journalist, and former mayor of Cincinnati, has died. He was 79. The TV star died peacefully at his home in Chicago on Thursday morning following a short battle with pancreatic cancer. Springer is best known for hosting his dramatic syndicated talk show, The Jerry Springer Show, which ran from 1991 to 2018. The series saw Springer mediate contentious conflicts between couples, friends, and family members, which often culminated in physical altercations that had to be stopped by the show's security team. Prior to his time on TV, Springer was a political writer and commentator, as well as a lawyer, and he served as mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978. Springer starred in the 1998 movie Ringmaster about a scandalous TV host named Jerry Farrelly, largely based on Springer. He also made cameos in numerous films, including 1999's Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and television shows such as Sabrina the Teenage Witch, The Simpsons, and The X-Files. He also hosted his own podcast, The Jerry Springer Podcast, from 2015 to 2022. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number five.
All right, grab a glass and get ready for our number five pick this weekend, the season finale of Grand Crew. The NBC comedy follows a group of close friends, each navigating adulthood in their own way. some methodical and some messy. But no matter how busy their LA lives get, they always make time to meet up at their favorite bar to catch up over a glass of wine. Tonight, there are back-to-back new episodes, and in the finale, the crew heads to a very exclusive wine tasting event. Anthony and Nikki went in on the members-only area. Kristen and Wyatt really want to get their hands on some crab cakes, and Noah and Sherm attempt to put their skills to the test and enter a wine tasting contest. Here's a preview.
And your time starts now.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to be my taste buds.
But how? All this stuff just tastes like fancy juice to me.
Just try it and try to describe it.
Remember the aftertaste of those cupcakes from Mr. Wangley's home economics class in 10th grade? It tastes like that, but worse.
Those cupcakes were dry. That means it's a dry wine. Give me more, give me more.
Oh, I know this isn't gonna make sense, but it kind of tastes like this girl named Amelia who I kissed in 6th grade. It tastes like her chapstick.
Okay, so there's hints of dark cherry.
Wait, how would you know that?
Because I kissed her too.
Wait, what do you mean you kissed Amelia?
We don't have time to talk about that. Let me ask you this. Does it taste earthy?
What the hell are you talking about? Speak to me like a child.
Does it taste like dirt?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, I think I know what it is. It sounds like a Pinot Noir from Sonoma County, 2020.
And time.
Well, pour yourself a glass of your preferred drink and settle in. The season ends with two episodes tonight. First at 8, then the season finale of Grand Cru at 8:30 on NBC. It's a story of lust and litigation for our number four pick. The new Paramount Plus series Fatal Attraction reimagines the 1978 erotic thriller starring Michael Douglas and Glenn Close through a modern lens of feminism. Joshua Jackson plays Los Angeles Deputy DA Dan Gallagher, who becomes entangled with his co-worker Alex Forrest, played by Lizzie Kaplan. A passionate affair begins, but Dan has a wife and daughter back at home and a life he's not ready to leave. But Alex has other plans, taking her obsession with Dan to frightening heights. Here's a preview.
Daniel Michael Gallagher, convicted of murder in the second degree. We understand you do have a statement you've prepared.
Every day that I have been in here, I have thought about Alexandra Forrest, because I need to understand what I did, how she died, and why. Who's in the
shadows? You know, if you're a different guy, I would tell you to be careful right now.
What was it about her? Are we the
hunters? I don't know. Or are we the prey?
You should stay.
I didn't think that this is what we were doing.
What were we doing? This is a wild game of
survival. I thought I had this handled, and she shows up in my home.
If you tell someone to stop calling you the 20th time you pick up, what you've taught them is that 20 calls is what it takes.
I have to tell you something, Beth. I chose to lose control.
I think this is probably it for us. Going to be ignored, Dan.
I did not kill that woman, and I'm going to prove it.
Well, apart from Dan and Alex's tumultuous relationship and how it affects Dan's wife, Beth, played by Amanda Peet, we see flashes forward of Dan clad in blue, stuck in prison, and convicted for Alex's murder. But not everything is as it seems. The first three episodes of Fatal Attraction debut Sunday on Paramount Plus. Trivia. It's trivia time. Joshua Jackson got his big break on Dawson's Creek, while Lizzie Kaplan got hers from Mean Girls. The two even lent their voice to the same popular animated series. Which one was it? The Simpsons, Family Guy, or American Dad? Stick around for the answer. An iconic book is finally coming to the big screen. Our number three pick is the new movie Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Adapted from one of the most beloved coming-of-age novels written by Judy Blume, the film follows Margaret, played by Abby Ryder Forston, a middle schooler with a Christian mother and a Jewish father. Now, her family moves from New York City to the suburbs of New Jersey, forcing Margaret to make new friends and figure herself out in the midst of puberty. Although she has no true affiliation to either of her parents' religions, she has a deep connection to God and begins a journey of religious and overall self-discovery with the help of her mother, Barbara, played by Rachel McAdams. Here's a preview.
Are you there, God?
It's me, Margaret.
I'm here to speak to you today about your changing body.
The blood is released through the vagina.
Please, just do this one thing for me.
Let me just be normal and regular like everybody else. Just please, 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 please. What
I feel, I can't say. I've decided I want you to join my secret club.
If you want to be in the club, then you have to wear a bra.
Oh. You think you need one?
Are you okay? You can tell me the truth.
Fine. Good. Yes. We have the Campus Improvement Committee. Any volunteers? Social Committee. Fundraising Committee. And how are you?
I read that when you don't have any loved ones around, your life expectancy drops drastically. But, you know, I've had a good run.
It's tiring. Trying so hard all the time, doesn't it?
I don't know if I want to do this.
Just that we're ready. Please, God, let it be a lady.
Any of us will look like that when we're 19?
We must increase our bust!
Kathy Bates also rounds out the cast as Margaret's overbearing but well-meaning grandmother. Boys, bras, and big questions about life. That is a lot for any girl to handle, I suppose. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Is now playing in theaters. All right, don't go anywhere. Our top two picks and soundbite of the week are coming up. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Fans of the other two, prepare yourselves. Season 3 debuts May 4th on HBO Max. And if you aren't a fan because you haven't watched the first two seasons yet, well, it is an easy and wonderfully funny weekend binge. But to catch you up, in Season 3, we will see how the Dubeck family fared during the pandemic and if siblings Brooke and Carrie have achieved the success they've been yearning. And in their personal lives, Brooke and Lance have reconnected, and Carrie is dating an actor who he's desperate to have sex with. A moment with them is our not suitable for work soundbite of the week.
My parents are asleep in the next room.
So we for real can't have sex because my hole is out.
Number two.
A world of intrigue and espionage awaits in our number two pick. The new Prime Video action series Citadel comes from the minds of the Russo brothers, you know, from Marvel movies and so much more, and stars Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Richard Madden. Now, the two play special agents Nadia and Mason, who used to be part of the Citadel, a top secret agency of spies. Both have now lost their memories and are searching for glimmers of what their lives used to look like. This takes them on an epic journey of discovery as Stanley Tucci's Bernard Orlick walks the duo through their past and helps them discover their dangerous future. Here's the trailer.
Tell me you've never felt like you should be somewhere else. Doing something else? Tell me you've never seen my face before. I was in a train. There was an explosion. And I couldn't remember anything. except you. You're a spy, like me.
If you touch me, I'm gonna scream.
Catch.
Did you just throw a knife at me?
I thought you were gonna catch it.
You better back up.
And then I was gonna be like, Ben, how come you can do that? Run!
I have seen you before. In a dream.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Who you were
was a myth.
Who you were
was Citadel. A spy agency loyal to no nation.
8 years ago, we were double-crossed by one of our own.
We're creating a new order. It's only a matter of time.
Understood.
And now, I need your help.
What's going on here?
It's the only way.
You can never find out.
You need to remember the past. To save the future.
Are you ready? I see you left me a few new toys.
Yes, I built them for my favorite spy.
Aww.
He hated them, and I didn't want them to go to waste, so...
Asshole.
Gotta say, this one is a lot of fun. And here is something really cool. The show has two international counterparts that are currently in production, one in India and one in Italy. And a series based out of Mexico is also being developed. So this one is truly a global affair. The first two episodes of the explosive new series Citadel are streaming now on Prime Video. You know the story. Now watch the magic come to life in this weekend's number one pick, the new movie, Peter Pan and Wendy. The classic tale is being told in a live-action format on Disney+, and stars Alexander Maloney as Peter and Ever Anderson as Wendy. Wendy meets Peter Pan, a young boy who's hungry for adventure and has a fear of growing up. Him and his trusty friend Tinkerbell, played by Yara Shahidi, take Wendy and her brothers on a journey to Neverland, where countless wonders await, but evil is just around the corner. Have a listen.
I don't want to grow up. I want things to stay the way they are.
Can't stop time, Wendy. Whether you like it or not.
Watcher! Whoa! You were flying! A little bug did it.
I don't think that's a bug.
She is a fairy.
Are you Peter Pan?
Were you expecting someone else?
I can fly! Is that
Neverland? Is this everything you dreamed of?
I could never have dreamed of this! What is this place?
No rules, no schools, no bedtimes, and most of all...
No growing up.
Are you Wendy?
Tiger Lily.
Peter.
Peter! Peter!
Captain, it's Peter Pan.
Never say his name.
Miss me?
Just like old times.
All your times are old, Captain.
Come on!
Everyone, hang on!
Did you hear that?
That is one big...
Run!
To grow up. Biggest adventure of all.
Well, that evil we're talking about is, of course, the big bad Captain Hook, played by a mustachioed Jude Law. Growing up can be tough, you guys, but it's easier with friends by your side. Peter Pan and Wendy is streaming now on Disney+. Trivia. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which popular animated series did both Joshua Jackson and Lizzie Caplan lend their voice to? The Simpsons, Family Guy, or American Dad? Well, grab yourself a big pink donut if you got this right. The answer is The Simpsons. Jackson voiced Jesse Grass in a season 12 episode titled Lisa the Tree Hugger, and Caplan voiced Virginia Johnson in the season 28 episode Camp Crustier. Caplan also has a lot of experience in animation. She also voiced characters on Family Guy and American Dad. Well, that is it for our show this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.